Last week's tragedy at the Ohio State Fair that killed one fairgoer and left seven others injured has raised a lot of questions. One involves government oversight and inspections. Regulations for carnival rides vary widely from state to state. A week after the fatal accident at the ride, the Fireball, many fairgoers aren't deterred.
I'm here to ride all of the rides, the ones that are open, of course.
Dylan Bryant is standing in line for tickets and doesn't think an accident like that will happen again.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, the fact that, somebody died. But, honestly, if they were still all open, I'd ride them all still.
In Ohio, state inspectors assess the rides before they can be licensed to operate. That's in addition to the inspectors hired by the ride owners. Some rides even require the expertise of a third-party inspector. It's a thorough process, but some states have far fewer regulations.
First of all, it depends on what state you're in.
Ken Martin has specialized in amusement ride inspection and safety since the 90s. Rides like the Fireball are constantly being disassembled, loaded onto trucks, and driven to fairs across the country. And each state has different rules on how that machine is inspected and different safety standards. For example, in Ohio, as in many states, the ride owners are responsible for reporting any accidents or malfunctions.
And I've said before, and I'll say it again, and sometimes it's a case of the fox guarding the hen house.
And when a malfunction or design flaw causes an accident, Martin says unless it garners media attention, it can take weeks before other inspectors find out and know what to look for.
Well, I am very concerned about the serious injuries and deaths, but I'm also concerned greatly about the near misses.
He says some kind of federal oversight would help. When it comes to informing consumers, there is no national database that tracks every injury resulting from an amusement ride. Research by Nationwide Children's Hospital estimates there are more than 4,000 kids injured on rides each year. But Tracy Meehan with Nationwide told WOSU better data is needed to understand the scope of the problem.
Because what that will allow us to do is track, is an injury happening on a certain kind of ride? Or is it more fixed sites versus mobile? We really don't have a clear picture right now, so it's really hard to tell.
Meehan thinks a federal database would be the best solution, but that's something that many in the mobile ride industry have strongly opposed for years.
Hello?
Hi, Bob. This is Esther Honig. How are you? Bob Johnson is president of the Outdoor Amusement Business Association, one of the largest trade groups in this industry. It's been around since the 60s.
We believe that we are better off as an industry with state oversight, with regulations that are designed to protect the public and certainly protect the industry as well.
When it comes to how rides are inspected and how the inspectors are trained, some organizations have become leaders in best practices. Their standards have been adopted by many states, including Ohio, but not every state. Johnson pushes states to follow these standards, but still opposes the notion that they be federally mandated. When accidents happen, he says the state and the industry are perfectly capable of regulating themselves. For example, in 2003, when a young boy at an Ohio fair was fatally electrocuted.
Since then, things have changed, both in the state and from a regulatory standpoint, as well as our industry.
At the end of the day, says Johnson, the ride owners are the ones who have the most at stake when something goes wrong. He says it's in their best interest to follow best practices and adhere to manufacturer requirements. Esther Honig, WOSU News.